It started in July of 2017. Well, I didn't have 4th of July that year. So my youngest daughter came and she told me that she was concerned. She said, "Mama, Tutu called me in the middle of the night last night. And but I missed her call. Now she's not answering." I said, "Well, shoot, she was out watching the fireworks and stuff. She might still be asleep. Give her some time." So I didn't think anything of it because she was probably, you know, sleeping in a little bit. A couple of days later, we still hadn't heard from her. So I called her grandmother and I asked her, had she heard from Tutu? And she's like, "She's fine. She's just taking a break. She don't want to be bothered with anybody." She didn't seem concerned or anything to me. I'm like, "Well, I know Tutu's not going to worry her grandmother." So then my son called me a couple hours later. He said, "Mama, you heard from Tutu." I'm like, "No, I said, I talked to your grandma earlier and Tutu just didn't want to be bothered with anyone for the holidays." He said, "Mama, grandma is who called me and asked me, had I heard from Tutu? Nobody's heard from her." That's when everything broke out, because if they didn't know, nobody knew where she was at. My youngest daughter, she went to the police station and reported her missing, and they said that they wouldn't take a missing persons report from her because she was an adult. So I went up there and I filed a report. The police weren't going to help us, basically. She's a missing minority woman, Black and Native. And so we had to do it ourselves. We had to do the search parties and go door to door. And up in northern Wisconsin, we got sent up there, like near Wausau or somewhere. They said they had a ping from her phone. My heart dropped because where the ping went to was in a national state forestry. So I went through this whole ordeal with sensitive crimes because they found out that I went to Wausau looking for her. In the beginning, our first encounter, he told me that he will find my daughter, even if bags of bones. And that's how I got my baby back. She was bags of bones. So he didn't bring her back to me, but that's how I got her back. I told him that I had heard that she was in a domestic violence situation. She had left him, and I think that he done something, that he knew where she was at. And they had several encounters where he was arrested. He was sanctioned for just days. And I think that the DOJ gave him too many opportunities. He only had 8 years for a prior murder. He killed someone in what they called is a armed robbery gone wrong or whatever. But they only gave him 8 years for a man's life. A lot of what she learned about him, she learned to fear him, and she didn't want our families to be involved or to know what was going on because of what she learned about him. She was afraid of him, and she had left word that as something happened to her, he did it. He had a witness with him. He went and picked him up. It came out that he took my daughter off of, got her, the last time she was seen was down on Water Street. He took her out in the woods, from what they said to court, and he shot her and left her there to die in the field alone. He got life without the possibility of parole. That's what law can do. That's what the law is, and I appreciate. But that's what it is. That's a penalty. That's not justice. Not justice for the family anyway. It's not. Because I don't have her back, and I won't have her back. He shouldn't have visits because I can't visit my daughter. He shouldn't have phone calls because I can't call my daughter. That's not fair. And it's been over 4 years, and to speak about her still brings me to tears. I saw her skull. In the Native American culture, there's a certain tradition or what you have to do when you lose someone. And with her, it was a little different. You give a cedar bath, but with her, because she was only bones, and the smell, sometimes I still smell the smell. My family, they miss their sister, and I miss my baby, and I can't help them. I can't fix it. As a mother, I want to fix them. I don't want them to be hurt or to be in pain. And I don't know how. I don't know how to fix it. So we're broken. I've been working with something called a purple alert, and that will help. So with this purple alert, what we could do is we could at least have a, say, a final goodbye. What I hope for is that it saves more lives. The purple alert would work like the amber alert. So you go and you report your adult child missing. They have this where we can fill out a paper why we're living for our adult children or our family members and loved ones and say, in the event that I do go missing, I did not take a break. I want this person to be a representative of me, to report me missing and to activate a purple alert and let the media broadcast my how I look, who I may have been with, you know, the same way they treat a amber alert. I think that we need to do more preventative work. There's a lot of meetings going on and not a lot of action taking place to prevent our families from our communities from being disrupted by this violence, by these crimes. Since Audrey's gone, I went to school and I've become a social worker where I am a domestic violence sexual assault advocate now. I think that more resources could be available and that they know how to fix it because they're the ones who did it. You know, I'm a firm believer that systemic racism and has done this to our community. I've been working on this purple alert and changing it up and talking to different senators since 2018. I lost my baby in 2017. So that's this year would be 4 years of me still trying to get this implemented. And it just, you know, it just makes sense to do so. Why is it not done? They're not ready to fix. They're not ready to prevent. They want this chaos. Chaos and corruption brings cash. And that's, I firmly believe that that's what they're doing, and they have to prove me wrong. So I think that we need to support each other. I think what Senator Stubbs is trying to do and merge the two campaigns, Native and Black, that we need to come together and be more inclusive and stop this division, you know, and help each other, because we're at the bottom of all the statistics, you know, or at the top, you know, depends on which direction is the bad direction. Divided, we haven't gone anywhere. So why not work together and see where we can go from there? We're not going to lose anything.